all who shall see these presents, greetings. I'm Adam Best. This is Veterans in the Wild. 80 years ago this morning, 2,403 Americans were killed, 1,178 were injured, 19 U.S. ships were destroyed. The attack on Pearl Harbor by the Empire of Japan was certainly a date, as President Roosevelt put it, a date which would live in infamy. It immediately launched us into World War II, a war lasting over 4 years, costing, the approximation is 418,500 U.S. lives, and across the globe, 65,811,500 casualties. Most of the people listening to this, nearly all the people listening to this, wouldn't even have been alive when Pearl Harbor happened. And I think that truly makes it much more important to remember these events in our history. As there's no one here to testify to them anymore, it's on the next generation and future generations to remember what happened to us, to take those lessons, and to carry that history of who we are as Americans, and also what happened, the impact on the world as well. It's crazy to think that it was 80 years ago. I'm not even 40, so I wasn't even alive for halfway ago. But it truly is something to keep as an important date to reflect upon every year. The 2,403 Americans who died, certainly would want us to remember them. So it's definitely something to reflect upon. As this is season 2 of Veterans in the Wild podcasts, we are focusing on leadership lessons. So while we are taking a rather tragic event in our history, I did have 3 leadership lessons while I was reading some stories about the events, and wanted to sort of pull out 3 different topics that hopefully are applicable to your life and sort of parallel that tragic day and how you can sort of take those lessons and apply them, implement them into your own life. The very first one is sort of very realistic from what the survivors had to face. The first lesson is definitely start where you are with what you have. After the attacks were over, the sailors on the ships, the soldiers and the Marines and the airmen, really had to face the reality of many of their shipmates were gone. Many of the equipment and the lives that they knew, Pearl Harbor as they knew it the day before, was completely destroyed. Things were never going to be the same. And as they heard the very next day, the nation was at war. So they had a lot of different realities to face. They had to mourn, they had to rebuild, and they had to go off to war all in about a 24-hour time period. So in many ways, your life may be there at some point. You may think that everything's sort of destroyed, but you have to start somewhere, or else you're just going to stay stuck where you are. You know, change doesn't happen without changing your circumstances. So even if you think it's an awful time, or if you think your circumstances are so much that you can't possibly change them, there's always those 1-degree little shifts you can do that build up over time. Minor changes that, you know, if you just inch forward every single day, you know, an inch makes a foot makes a yard, yards make miles eventually. And to consider that, you know, ships may have had a crew of 500 people, now they have 200 people, but they still have to get some missions done. They still have to repair the ship. They still have to, as they soon found out, go off to war. You can't simply just give up, and you have to take stock of where you're at. You have to take account of what you do have and what you can use, because if you don't know the resources you have, you'll never be able to use them properly. You'll never be able to move forward. The first lesson ties very quickly into the second one, which is focus on your positives. Most notably from World War II, or from Pearl Harbor, and of course all of World War II, was simply being a survivor. Although I'm sure many of them didn't feel that way. They were probably mourning and maybe wish they were interned on ships right alongside their shipmates. The fact that so many survived was a blessing for all of them. Yes, as I just said, they had to start in a very crazy reality, but they were the survivors. They were the one who still had a chance to fight another day. And many of them probably survived not only Pearl Harbor, but all of World War II. If you focus on the fact that, yeah, America was just attacked, we lost over 2,400 Americans, you know, we lost ships, we lost everything else, then you're just going to stay in the negative. But if you can focus on the positive outcomes, or just pick out a few things where you can just say, okay, I can have these things and I can move forward from here, your mindset will be shifted, your attitude will be shifted, and your likelihood for success will be so much better. The third lesson, as many veterans know, and anyone can really take a lesson from this, but the military learned a lot of lessons from that attack at Pearl Harbor. It learned where they had a lot of blind spots and a lot of weaknesses. Battleship Row was lined up with battleships, and it was very easy to attack in that formation. The battleships had been the centerpiece of the Navy strategic plan, and that sort of immediately shifted due to that loss of all those battleships. So it's important to always be on guard of, maybe in your business, where are you not thriving? What areas do you need to improve? Or for your fitness, maybe you're lifting weight 6 days a week, but your right arm's nearly twice as strong as your left arm. You don't have that symmetry. That's just much more helpful and much more useful to your overall fitness. Or you're working out 6 days a week, but you're still eating a pizza every night, and your exercise is just never going to overcome your nutrition. So you always have to be looking for the areas to improve. The surveys after Pearl Harbor attacks did find some definite benefits, but they also learned the lessons of where they could change. Many of the ships were unmanned. That was certainly a lesson that changed after Pearl Harbor, always having the ships manned for those emergencies that happened, not just a military attack, but also internal emergencies that can come up just operating a ship 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So those are the three lessons I quickly gleaned from those unfortunate events. Number one, start where you are with what you have. Although it may seem tragic, you have to start somewhere and you have to move forward. So this is the starting point. Take stock of what you got. Number two, focus on the positives, because otherwise it's just going to ruin your mindset and your attitude. So you may have plenty of stock that you're moving forward with, but if you don't mentally want to move forward, it doesn't really matter what supplies you have. And number three, of course, be a little cautious of what blind spots you have, what weaknesses you have. Always anticipate trying to overcome them and move forward smartly. So while it is crazy, 80 years ago, the events of Pearl Harbor happened. It is unfortunate that we're losing so many of those veterans. Maybe have lost them all at this point. But we must always remember those events of those days. Realize that America had been attacked. Realize what happened and the significance of that day. And just like some September 11th, realize how it impacted the lives of all Americans and the world as a whole.